Welcome to the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and Akusti Salonen, a 10-minute podcast discussing all things football coaching. Hi, and welcome back to episode 11 of the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and of course, the Finnish maestro himself, Akusti Salonen. So in this episode, we thought we would talk about youth team players moving into the first team, which I know it's something that, Akusti, you're very passionate about, aren't you?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
You've got a strong opinion on it, should I say.
Yeah, that maybe that's a better one. I used to coach a lot in the youth level, and I see the players going to the first team. And actually, the reason why this topic pop up, I was watching the youth tournament and how they played 5-6 games in 3 days.
Really?
And, two times 25 minutes.
Right.
So,
what age group's that?
U14.
Okay, and 11v11?
Yes.
Okay.
And I got a pop-up from the past about the tournaments and sometimes how some teams playing two tournaments in a row in 2 weekends. And that's too much, because in youth level, it's all about developing. But anyway, then I remember that time when the youth players going to the first team and how they start training there. Let's say they train 4 times a week in a youth level and they go into first team. And normally the first teams are training 5 to 6 times a week. And those youth players are training the same amount of time than the older players, the professionals who have trained many years on that level.
So it's like making them catch up with the first team as quickly as possible. So in some cases, they probably even do extra, don't they?
Yeah, actually, they do extra. Because if they go into first team, training there itself is more overloading than training the youth level. So too many times managers are taking those players to every exercises, every trainings, even the football condition trainings, and they overload those players. And in few weeks, or if they are lucky, in a few months, those youth players get setbacks in their development, or they get injured.
Okay, yeah, because I imagine some of the, I mean, from what I've seen in my experience, is that sometimes a manager will say to the, you know, oh, I like this youth player, he's 17 years old, he's doing very well in the under-18s. I think maybe he could do something in the first team, but hey, listen, he can come and train with us for a while. But at the same time, he's still training and playing with the under-18s as well. So
yeah,
it's then a huge overload on the player, on the player's body.
Absolutely. And in those cases, there should be always somebody who is observing the players. Because if you train in the first team and you train in under 18 or under 17, that's too much.
So how can we then break this down to go, do you know what? Okay, what should this... We've got to say, let's just say, right, you and I are at a football club together. We have a 17-year-old player who we like, and he's been playing in the under-18s. And we think, you know what, this guy, we think he can play in the first team, maybe this season. So how would we go about incorporating him into our first team, and why?
Let's say we should think about gradually build up his ability to work in the first team. So maybe in the beginning, it could be less training.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people will go, hang on a minute, that's crazy. So you're asking a player to step up to the first team, but now you're to train with the first team, but he's going to train less than everybody else.
Yeah, but like I say earlier, it's overloading for him. So maybe you know the treadmill metaphor, and
good point.
That could be one thing which people should think about it when young player is going to first team.
So, like with the treadmill metaphor, you're talking about, you know, if I run for 10 kilometers an hour on a treadmill, after 30 minutes, I'm going to be tired, right?
Yes.
And then the next time I go on the treadmill and I want to run faster, let's say I run at 15 kilometers an hour, but then I'm tired after 20 minutes. So although I'm running faster, I'm actually running for less time.
Yes.
So I'm getting tired quicker. So in order to be able to run, say I want to run at 15 kilometers an hour for 30 minutes, but I can only do it for 20 minutes at the moment, I'm not going to be able to jump from 20 minutes to 30 minutes without going to 21 minutes, 22 minutes, 23 minutes, and so on till I get to 30 minutes.
Exactly.
And just so our listeners understand what we mean by the treadmill metaphor.
Yeah, and that means you are gradually build up your level to reach the level of the first team players. And it could take the whole season. For some players, it takes a few months, but it should be slower.
Yeah, so like you said now a few times, it's a gradual build-up, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's like when, let's say, after a few months, maybe we have a football condition training, let's say 3 times 12 minutes,
yeah,
or whatever. Maybe that youth player after a few months, he could participate on that, maybe playing one block of those 12 minutes. And maybe 6 weeks later, he can maybe play two blocks.
So we're talking football fitness here in an 11v11 context, okay? So
yes.
So that player, we need to be careful with him. But if it's tactical training, where it's not football fitness, so it's tactical, whether it be, you know, bigger, more breaks and information giving or less touches, whatever, less actions per minute.
Yeah.
The player can take part in the tactical training, but it would make less sense for him to obviously take part in the football fitness training.
Yeah, and also in tactical games, maybe he could play one or two blocks. If you play, let's say you play three blocks, he play one, maybe one and a half blocks. If you have an older player, he could play in rest of the time. So the manager doesn't have to think that he still have even numbers. But time to time, he moves playing more and more.
And so we're talking now about players moving from, you know, an under 18 player, for example, moving into the first team squad. So would this would also apply then for if I have an under 14 player and I want to move him to the under 16s? Because absolutely. I think it would benefit his development.
Yeah. I think the same rule apply over there also.
So the big thing now is the communication between the under 14 manager and the under 16 manager, or the under 18 manager and the first team manager.
Yes, absolutely. And that, because everything we do as coaches, we try to help the players to getting better. And if we overload them without understanding that going to older age group is overloading itself, we are not helping the player. We think we are helping, but we are not helping.
Well, but maybe we're helping him towards a hamstring injury or the operating table for an ACL injury, right?
Yeah, that could be one way to player to understand the physiology better, and he get another profession that not football.
So, like, to sum up, then, in a few words or sentences, to summarise what we've been talking about, what would we say to our listeners when we're looking at, do you know what, I want to move this youth team player up a level?
Be patient. Take care that player is not overloaded by training in an older age group. It takes time, but it's worth it.
And think about the treadmill.
Yes.
Well, the treadmill metaphor. Brilliant. Well, listen, that's a great insight, Acoustic. Thanks, mate. Obviously, if anyone out there has any questions, comments, or listen, if there's anything you want us to talk about in any of these episodes, please feel free to reach out to us through the usual channels. But we'll be back again next week, I'm sure, with another topic. So until then, many thanks, and thank you, Acoustic.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Think Transition podcast.